Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. As always, as you know, and I know it's a dream come true for you to be here hanging out with me too, isn't it? And that's the vibe I'm getting from you right now. You're going to be glad you hung out with us too, folks, because we got our good friend Pat Weber is with us. Patricia Weber, the lovely and talented Patricia Weber, America's number one sales coach for introverts. How about that? And, you know, people like me, and she's here to talk to us about inspired marketing. Pat Weber, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tim. Good morning to you.
It's good to have you here, as always.
Good to be here, as always.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Pat?
It absolutely is.
I didn't say it was a dream come true. It's like a dream
it's
come
like
true.
It's like one. I got it's, the metaphor.
It's kind of like one. Okay. Now, you do a lot of work with introverts and people who are not likely to be salespeople, but for anybody, but I know you work with other people too, people that that maybe aren't quite so introverted.
Right.
And one of the things you do is to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. What are you seeing them do? What's the good, the bad, and the ugly that you're seeing your clients do out there?
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm-hmm. The good is that some of them are not paying attention to the media hype and still finding business out there.
They're not listening to the talking heads, but they are listening to their customers.
Exactly. And they might be listening to new customers, and that's why mm-hmm. they're not getting sucked into that
mm-hmm.
hype. In particular,
they're refusing to participate, aren't they?
What is that?
They're refusing to participate in a recession.
Yeah, we should all do that, and then they'll have mm-hmm. to change their stories. I noticed just over the weekend how really down the media is, again, you know, with the gas prices soaring and
yep.
housing prices plummeting, and I'm thinking, you know, yes, we do have rising gas prices here, but our house prices in our area are not plummeting, and
no,
that's never mentioned on the news that I see anyway, that there are areas that are surviving, and how are they doing it? You know, what's causing it?
Guess what, Pat? I've been traveling across the country for the last several months in a lot of different markets, and I haven't found one single market where the economy was off into anything like a recession or that the housing was down. In fact, I'm loath to get any small business owners to raise their hand when I ask them if they think that we're in a recession.
Isn't that amazing to you?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. The major media, if manna from heaven fell out of the sky and everybody in America got $1 million cash,
mm-hmm.
the news media would report, American citizens are going to be reporting income taxes at record levels. That would be the headline. You know, oh my gosh, look at all the taxes these people are going to be paying. You know, that would be what they would say. Not you know, everybody's now a millionaire.
That's true. They have a very distinct spin on it, don't they?
It's how they get our attention. See, because you and I aren't going to jerk our heads around for a headline that says 10,000 planes landed safely.
I don't know. I think I would do that.
Well, I think we're getting hungry for that.
I think
you're right. But anyway, so tell us what your folks are doing.
So the good thing is, again, they're not really paying attention to that hype. Maybe we should stay on the good, because that's the whole point of getting getting yourself in front of the marketplace where there are your customers. Yesterday I was working with a potentially new client. I'm pretty sure that I will have a new client. And we were talking about the current brochure and how someone is now looking at it, and they mentioned to her, it's a graphics company, oh, you need some pictures to boost it. And they said to me, I don't like pictures. I said to myself, now, what does that mean? And then I just asked the person, what do you mean by you don't like pictures? And they said, well, when I think of pictures on my brochure, I think that this person is going to put in photos of people, and that doesn't fit what I do.
Like cliche photos.
Correct. That's exactly the phrase that she used.
Yeah.
Cliched photo stock photos. And I said, well, what do you think, there is any kind of pictures that could work with your brochure? And they said, yeah, maybe. And I pushed a little further just to give an example of what I thought. And they said, now that kind of picture would work. And I said, well, you know, you just need to ask this graphics person, what kind of photos do you have in mind?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, I never thought about that. And I sat there thinking, either I'm very inquisitive, which I think
well,
introverts,
well, you are.
Because we're so inside our mind, we are maybe more inquisitive than extroverts are. But also, this is a person new in business, new in marketing. And so there's not a lot of traveling been done yet to figure out what questions to ask with these people that you're going to outsource things to depend on your marketing with.
I think curiosity, I never have associated curiosity with being introverted or extroverted.
I don't know if it is or not. I do know that I'm really curious and I do have a lot of questions, but that might be related to experience, as I said.
But
this
you're not an introvert. I don't care what you say. You're not an introvert.
Okay, we won't go there because I have to defend myself locally on that all the time. But I am, truly. But I don't know if that has anything to do with curiosity. I just do know that this person who I'm hopefully going to be working with, you know, they need to be out there in the marketplace in an inspired fashion, so that they can connect with the right customers. I find so many people, extrovert, introvert, it doesn't matter, they're saying what's ugly out there is this network marketing. Now, I know you have my friend Dr. Ivan Meisner on a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of talk about the referral groups. But in reality, in at least my hometown, referral groups are not working like Dr. Meisner had in mind, because I've been a member of them on and off since 1990. And about it is people get in those referral groups and they start selling to each other.
Well, yeah, and which is not bad if it happens, but it can't be forced.
That's right.
Referral marketing is works like a charm, but you know, it's the individuals, because it's sort of what I say about humanity. You know what the problem with humanity is, don't you, Pat?
Oh, no.
The humans. Stand by. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things we do here, including the newsletter, the blog, the Brain Trust members, the articles, the archives, lots and lots and lots of stuff. So check it out. Use it to your advantage. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, too. That's askjim.biz, where you can get small business answers right now. So both of those have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Pat Weber is our guest. She's the America's number one sales coach for introverts. Pat, give us your website, please.
Which one, Jim? Can I give the long one?
Don't make this complicated, Pat. It's just a website.
Okay. Patricia Weber with 1B dot blogspot.com.
That's your blog.
That's my blog.
I think people can remember that one.
I think they can.
All right. Patricia Weber 1B at blogspot.com.
That's it.
All right, so check it out, folks. And Pat, you were talking about. By the way, what do you do on your blog? What do you write about on your blog?
Well, marketing, sales, business, primarily from an introvert point of view.
Right.
Because
right.
There is a lot of. It's unbelievable what's
so
out
folks,
there on other blogs about
if you
introverts.
If you go there,
mm-hmm.
and you connect with what Pat says, that's maybe you'll then know that you're an introvert.
Yeah, and there's
or
a lot.
Not.
there's been a lot of comments lately, so I'm feeling like more and more people are coming over there, and they're finding me.
Right. You talked about one of your clients that had tried to do a brochure, was trying to do a brochure with a graphics company, and they were wanting them to do something that they weren't comfortable with. I want to encourage the audience and your folks, if you want something to be a certain way, and the person you hired wants it another way, make sure before you give in to them, make sure that there's a reason for that you agree with. Because, Pat, you know, more and more, I just think people have better instincts than they think they do. And just because you've hired somebody to come up with some ideas for you, if you're not comfortable with what they come up with, tell them you want more options or go somewhere else. I guess what I'm saying is your own instincts are probably better than you think they are.
Yeah, and I think sometimes people don't trust themselves to that degree, and they really want to do so. Because there's nothing worse than being out there as a small business owner or an independent professional marketing yourself and having that feeling like, oh, this brochure doesn't quite cut it, or, oh, these business cards don't look as good as I wanted them to, or, oh, my 60 seconds isn't as, you know, beefy, professional, or catchy as I want it to be. Well, you know, if you're not out there in a way that you feel good about all those things that are saying about you, you need to change either how you're saying it in your brochure, your business card, your elevator speech, or you need to work with somebody who you feel can really connect with you and make that happen. There's all kinds of ways to make it happen. But that is the point about the good, the bad, and the ugly. There's a lot of it happening out there always. That's you know, always going to be the case.
What are your people telling you about what they're finding when they go out to make sales calls? Are they finding receptive customers?
Some of them are, because they are finding different niches that are buying. You know, even though the news is focused on the gas prices that are high and housing prices that are coming down, some of the people that I meet in my community, clients or not, if they've been selling to a market that all of a sudden is affected by that, now they're out there finding markets that aren't affected and still are spending money. I'm finding a lot of people teaming up on sales calls, which is kind of an extension of network marketing, you know, where you're calling with a friend that you know who calls on that same business for another reason. I think that's a fabulous
idea. That's interesting. I don't think I'm familiar with that approach.
We do lots of different things here in Williamsburg.
You're like Austin, Texas. You're a little weird over there.
Well, I think just think of it, Jim. First of all, you who really likes cold calling? I mean, I guess I was a sick person. Early 30s, I loved it because it was a challenge, but I don't care to do it anymore. But to go out and team up with somebody that you like, so you're making it fun, you're calling on the same businesses, you're selling different products.
But how do you know when to sell your product? I mean, would be confusing to me. I don't know if I would like that at all.
Well, no, the twist of it is you're introducing yourself to somebody you're already selling to, and you're introducing them now to this person who has you know, like, and trust, and you just want your customer to be aware that there's this person who has this product or service.
So that's referrals on steroids, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? I think it's a great idea. I mean, and so you already know, you're in touch with your customers, and you know who's being really hurt in the pocket by the recession or the recession talk, and who's not. So you're really introducing people to people who are buying. What a great way to sell during
this time.
That's
a very interesting way. You're going to have to continue to give us a report on that. Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd have fun with Pat. Join us. PatWeber1b.blogspot.com. Thanks, Pat, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. Right back with our good friend Ken Lebo. Stay with me.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.